Welcome to the Lab Up Leaders series, a showcase of global change agents and experts in healthcare and laboratory management. Here's your host, Lab Up Global Founder, Robert Farias.
We'd like to welcome Yao Aniwe to the podcast. Yao, thank you for taking the time for us today. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good.
Good, thank you. So Yao, can you help introduce you to the audience, but a bit of your academic background, please?
Okay. So like you said, my name is Yao Aniwe, a senior research fellow at the University of Ghana. I started my education, I've written in Ghana, mainly at a undergraduate level. I schooled at the University of Cape Coast in Ghana. It's known for being the house of most of the slave trade, castles and things. That was the point where slaves you get to, and you know that at the end of the day, you're going out of the country. So what basically there I did was a bachelor in laboratory technology. And in there, you're exposed to different topics and different subject areas. So after my undergraduate, I worked shortly with the School of Medical Sciences at the University of Cape Coast. They had just started it. So I could help them set up the lab systems and also helped train the students on laboratory techniques. And also they have a community-based medical training where the students go to spend some time in the rural community. So we go with them and we help them in diagnosing diseases, especially in my case, laboratory diagnostics. Yeah. So after working there for almost 2 years, I left for my PhD in Singapore. And that was with the fund from Singapore government called the Singapore International Graduate Award. And for short, it's called SINGA, S-I-N-G-A. So that allowed me to pursue my PhD in the Nanyang Technological University, one of the leading universities in Singapore. There, I was in the School of Biological Sciences and at a division of molecular genetics and cell biology. I did my PhD mainly focused on kind of molecular genetics and cell biology, focused on malaria. Yeah.
The reason that brought you to Singapore in particular, I assume you were looking at various scholarship opportunities
Absolutely.
For your studies? Okay.
Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. And so from when you returned, from Singapore, what was your next?
After my education in Singapore, I stayed there for one more year just to fortify my networks, because I knew for sure that focusing on malaria, I surely have to be back home. That is where the brunt of malaria is. So I came back to Ghana through a funding from Wellcome Trust. It is called DELTAS. Let me get you the full meaning of DELTAS. So that developing excellence in and leadership in science in Africa. So this is meant for a crop of young guys who are given, I think, about $150,000 to come back, fully focus on research, and possibly build their own small groups going forward. So what happened is that I got this funding, and I had to work at the West African Center for Cell Biology of Infectious Pathogens. It was then a newly instituted center at the University of Ghana. So in this center, that is where I have been since returning to Ghana in 2016. April 2016. Basically, that funding allowed me to come in, and two, it allowed me to begin to do the science, which has been my passion all this while. And I think so far, after 2016, so I could work from 2016 to 2019. Then from 2019, I took a full faculty position at the University of Ghana as a research fellow. So that has been my position now. And currently, I moved on to be a senior research fellow.
Great. So let me just explore a few other areas with you, Yao, as well as part of this. So I understand from your profile that that you spent a little bit of time with the Novartis Institute of Biomedical Research. Can you describe that experience, please?
Yes. So Novartis has a program called the Novartis Global Health Fellowship. This is a fellowship that allows academics to come to pharma. It's a kind of bridging pharma and academia to sit down and brainstorm some of the common problems that we're confronted with. So what that does is that it allows you to spend 3 to 6 months in any of the Novartis institutes, most especially where your work will be conducted under the guidance of one of their scientists. So you go, they fund everything, your accommodation, also a stipend to help you move around. So I was with the Novartis Institute for Tropical Diseases in Emeryville, California. So I was there. And there I did work on Plasmodium cynomolgi, trying to understand some of the things that has to do with that very parasite. Yeah.
Okay. Great. And can you talk to us about TIBA for a moment?
Yes. So one particular thing is that having taken the faculty position, there were a few other fellowships that I had. The Africa Oxford Fellowship was also there, where you get to spend some time in Oxford. So the whole thing is that you develop a joint proposal with a faculty in Oxford. And in Oxford, I worked at the Department of Biochemistry with Matthew Higgins. He's a structural biologist. And that time, I needed to build some bit of experience in expressing proteins and also the structural bits of understanding in trying to understand the molecular mechanisms which exacted by these proteins. So I was with Matt Higgins. Then one other thing, my presence in WACBIB, which is the West Africa Center for Cell Biology of Infectious Pathogen, for short is WACBIB. What it allowed me to do is also to, together with the director, Gordon Awandari, be in this consortia. TIBA is a consortia involving 8 African countries, mostly East Africa, Southern Africa. We are the only people in West Africa. So what happens is, TIBA simply means tracking infections to benefit Africa. Mm-hmm. Tracking infections to benefit Africa. Cool. So we have different projects in there that allows us to be able to understand the disease pathogenesis and also build a platform. So in our case, with TIBA, we looked at some of the questions that are related to malaria diagnostics, and that has been one of the key things since I came back to Ghana, a passion to try to unravel the etiology of malaria. Not necessarily, we know falciparum does cause malaria, but there are other agents like Plasmodium malariae and Plasmodium ovale to be sure how much of malaria burden is contributed by these two other species. So Tiva gave us that leverage. And as Tiva progressed, we were able to form groups also within Tiva. We call it the Making a Difference project. And our project was on evaluating the possible candidates for malaria vaccine. And we had to express and also work with monoclonal antibodies to see the suitability of some of the novel candidates that we had identified at the time. Yeah.
Great. And just to add one more research center to this discussion, the Francis Crick Institute.
Absolutely. So with the Francis Crick Institute, they have this fellowship, which is in conjunction Crick Africa. So it is Crick Africa Network. So what it does is that it brings scientists from Africa. So normally they advertise, you apply, and what it allows you to do is to be in your African institute, but still be able to conduct cutting edge research in the Francis Crick Institute. In other words, what you will have had the need to use in your research that you don't have in your home institute, the Crick opened it doors to you to be able to use their resources to build your scientific career. And in the Crick, they have different science technology platforms. So it allowed you to really do a bit more of a cutting edge than which normally your institutes are not able to, the home institutes are not able to support. So in my case, with the Francis Crick Institute, I decided to understand the role of Plasmodium malariae and Plasmodium ovale Duffy binding proteins, and to see the dynamics of these and how these will help us going forward in trying to design a possible malaria vaccine, and also their suitability to help us in also defining immune surveillance in terms of immune reactivity to these antigens, in terms of also the patient exposure to Plasmodium ovale and malaria. So with at the Francis Crick Institute, I worked with Professor Mike Blackman. His lab is into malaria biochemistry. So you could imagine the dose of biochemistry which was needed for this work, as I just described. So Mike was very instrumental in helping me get access to the equipment and to also day-to-day guidance as we, some of us grew to also become scientific leaders in our chosen field. Yeah.
That's great, Jan. I think you've certainly taken advantage of the opportunities that you chased to have a quite well-rounded and global experience at the exact same time. If I add up all the locations and the geographies you've had a chance to work under and research through, and that certainly helped advance, I hope, your cause as well at the West African Center.
Yes.
Hopefully, as that continues to develop as well, it itself will be a center that people will want to go to for that type of work and that type of training under yourself and others there who are certainly leading the cause there. So congratulations on that.
Thanks.
So yeah, let's discuss a little bit. You have a very vast experience base, clearly in research and clearly in seeking out grant opportunities, understanding fellowship opportunities. What would be your advice for people who are early careerists, people who are currently in the schooling level, thinking about what to do next? If they have a penchant towards research, what would be your advice to them of steps that they should be taking now to prepare for the future?
Yeah. So one particular thing I will say basically is when you are in school, especially grad school, let me focus on people in the grad school. One, you have a clear-cut research agenda. And at grad school, you have a supervisor who or a mentor who day-to-day you have direct interactions with. That is a very good learning platform. And number two, what it does is that it also exposes you to the network of your mentor or supervisor. So that these are some of the things. One thing I will say is that never be too big in this network to explore what you could do on your own. In other words, there's no way you will be with this mentor or supervisor all your life. So look for opportunities that will allow you to also express other side of you, which otherwise isn't visible in your current research. So for me, during the time I had, I did a few other things, also bearing in mind that I had in mind I will be coming back to Ghana. And I knew what tools were not available and what tools were available, what tools I had in hand, what tools I did not have in hand. So I will advise everyone that know what you want, where you want to be, and prepare accordingly. And that will make your journey a bit smooth and forward-looking.
Yeah, let me ask something that's maybe going to sound a little bit contentious, but I think it's a valid question given the context. Several of your colleagues would have decided, great, I have all this international experience. Why should I think about going back home? What was your trigger? What got you thinking the other way around?
No, so I think my motivation started very early in grad school. So what happened was that, I've been working on malaria. And don't forget that I was with the medical school. So we go to the community, you know the brand of malaria, you see it, and therefore that was my driving force. And so with the different grad schools I got admission to or got scholarships to go to, I had clear intent that I wanted to do a malaria research, and that was the motivation that took me to Singapore. So one thing is, it is one thing to finish and another thing to make that concrete decision that you're coming home. That is not to say that everything is rosy back home. Like I did mention earlier, some techniques you don't really have. Sometimes even the remuneration back home is not anything to write home about. You get it? But once you resolve that I want to make a contribution, and the contribution I want to make is to empower one and to help improve lives. Okay? So I could be in the US doing malaria. They don't suffer from malaria. But when you are in a malaria endemic area doing malaria work, sometimes your mere exposure to the patient gives you new ideas and new questions that you will pursue. And that was my motivation for deciding that I'm surely coming home. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Great. I'm sure in the coming years, and you've been probably already to many a mentor and a supporter to them in their journeys. Yes. Could you take a few moments here to acknowledge some of the mentors you've had over the past few years?
Yes. So my journey into grad school was mainly facilitated by a number of people that I met on the way. So at University of Ghana, Cape Coast, I met one now Professor Matisiakwa. He was very instrumental. He gave me the necessary motivation that it doesn't matter with the undergraduate degree, I don't need to have a master's before pursuing a PhD. And that showed that that was possible. And that fostered me applying to schools and allowed me to take the PhD. And at PhD, I had a good mentor, a malariologist called Professor Peter Prizer at the Nanyang Technological University. At Nanyang Technological University, I collaborated with Professor Julian Lesker. He's a hardcore structural biologist, but he was very, very, very good. We had more discussions outside of science and outside of proteins, which really gave a good perspective to taking a research career. And more so, coming back to Ghana, it was purely on the recommendation of Professor Keck Daish from Wakenell University. He was like, guy, you have to come back to Ghana. This institute that they are just starting is very promising. That is WACBIP at its initial stage. And that he now linked me with the founding director, Professor Gordon Awandare, who has been my mentor all through till today. And I must say also, I have benefited from great, not necessarily mentors, but peers that rubbed off on me. So we have Simon Draper in Oxford. Now he's moved to Department of Biochemistry in Oxford. Julian Rayner, he was in Sanger Institute, but now he's in Cambridge, the center for, I think, he's in one of their centers. Then also, I had a great interaction with Jake Baum. He was in Imperial College, but now he's moved to University of North Southwest in Sydney. He's in the school of the medical school there. These guys have been very instrumental. We've had great discussions in science, and from time to time, whenever you drop them a mail, they are quick to respond and tell you, okay, these are opportunities, take this, this idea will be better. And they helped me shape a number of the research projects that I have been running. Not one other person I will mention strongly, and I met him in Singapore, but he was a collaborator. We've worked together from Singapore, that is 2013 till date. He's called Laurent Dembele. He was in Novartis and has moved back to Mali. Bamako, the Malaria Research and Training Center, as a professor now. We've been doing great and amazing work, and these have all just been possible because of the cordial relationship we have had all these years. So I will say thank you to them, and we'll keep working until the final malaria is canceled out.
Thank you very much, Yao, and thank you for sharing that vast list of network that's been supportive to you, and it's great to see. And it's always interesting to hear this from a research perspective as well, because I think the big nuance, of course, being that whether it be subject matter or whether it be ancillary topics that overlap with your research topic, it's a very positive environment to develop networks like this. And I think that's great to see, and I'm glad to see there's also a within Africa network that you've been developing as well. Beyond the global one. So that's very positive. So yeah, yes. Thank you for your time. The truth is that this is an extremely brief introduction to you of what we hope to be some other sessions that we can have other people pick your brain and get more deeper understanding of both your research and the methodologies and the different opportunities you've taken advantage of in your career. But thank you for spending the time with us today, and we look forward to following up on your research in the years to come.
Thank you, Robert. And it's great to discuss with you.
Thank you. Yeah.
To make a suggestion of someone that would make a great guest or topic you would like to hear more about, please visit us at labop.org. That's labopp.org.